I got like.
Can you hear me?
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, shut your mouth.
Okay.
Shut your mouth. Crystal, we on the show, girl.
No.
You're not on there. You kind of like,
okay.
I'm on Blog Talk Radio, but this is what you do. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ My Gospel Soul and listen to me and Sam act a fool on 5926. When you're on the air, everything got to be a plug. Okay, I'm going to text it to you.
Okay, text it to me. I'll let you go. Text it to me 5 minutes
long
so I can get on
there.
All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me, Janice?
Yeah, I can hear you, girl.
Oh, okay. Because before we start,
I was on the phone with Crystal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard that part, but I just want to, okay. Could you text me the website for the show so I can post it on the Cook for Show page? Have you posted it on the Cook for Show page?
No. Cook for Show doesn't let me post. So I'm texting it to you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the meantime, and in between time, what's going on?
Okay, go ahead. Okay. I just want to let you know that you are the poo.
Whatever.
I just want to get that out the way, you know. Go ahead and get it done and over with.
I'm not sure what's going on. What's happening? Oh, you got my email.
Yeah.
Did you get my email?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And I was I guess you didn't see it. But, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And you are the clue. I will say that again.
Listen, I was watching it. And I was showing it. I said, I can't upload it till they don't see it.
Yeah, and I have to clear it with one person first, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. And as soon as I hear it from them, then then it's a go.
Okay, I know everybody that's listening because we have a big audience. Let me just mention it. I like to throw these plugs in here. We have a audience on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer. It's another one. Anchor. Spreaker, iTunes, Google Play, everywhere you want to be, okay? So I'm just want to give y'all a shout out. It's some exciting things that I know I'm getting ready to hear. My daughter was just walking out on me because they spent like 2 seconds, but I know that that's nothing to do with what I'm talking about. I'm sorry for putting you on the phone.
I love you.
Is that Peanut?
Yes, it is.
It's got to go. You're going
to
say hey to your auntie.
Hey,
auntie. Which one's the online?
Zam. Hey,
auntie
Zam. Hey, Zam.
Hey.
And
Barb. Huh?
Yeah, it's both of them. Okay. Okay, no more distractions because they leaving anyway. Okay, so let's get into it. Tell me about your week. I will sit back and digress and send this link to everybody. Hold on. Tell me what you've been up to. I'm listening.
Me? I have been juggling.
Okay.
I have been juggling between my 9-to-5 and my 24/7. Both of my 24/7s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of my 24/7s, because I got 2 24/7 jobs, and then I have family, my other 24/7. And we had quite a bit of fun this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was Z2's birthday, and we had we were in the country. My daughters gave him a birthday party in in the country. And we had a blast. We
did. It was fun, too. I bet y'all was just constantly laughing, because my, let me tell you something, y'all. My niece and my nephew, was my nephew out there, too?
Yeah, he was there.
I'm telling y'all.
Guess who else was there?
Who?
Mr. and Mrs. Josh stopped by.
Shut your mouth.
Mr. The Right Touch Band himself.
Oh, my God. I bet y'all had a blast. I know y'all did. Mm-hmm. Try to turn my little headphones up. Well, I'm so, like, excited about, but I can't even talk about it. I need for you. I don't know if you're ready. Oh, I'm trying to wait till you're ready. I get so excited. about things that are just going on. I'm just saying it like that. And let me tell you about my day. Okay. I work the same job that my twin works now, right? My twin, I have a whole new respect for the job that she does. I understand why she's tired all the time, okay? The job, I mean, wonderful job, frees up your schedule, but you have to deal with some things, and she deals with some things on that job that I'm finding out about, and I was like, oh, really? Really? Anyway, I say that to say this. Shout out to all of the working moms, the working women that run the world. I'm not saying men aren't powerful, but I'm saying, ladies, kudos to you for what you do. Because people don't understand what women do, okay? Stand them. I have four. Wait a minute. I have four jobs and three businesses. Do you understand what I'm saying? I work a job to fund the businesses and run a ministry. All I'm telling y'all is, my Lord, okay? All of you people that can only do one thing at a time, you're missing out. You're missing out. There's the women out here, my God, building houses, raising children and grandchildren, and I just want to tell y'all listen, if nobody expresses their appreciation for you, I want to express it. I want to express to you that you are awesome and powerful. Oh, my God. I sat down one time, Sam, and just really look at all the stuff I do and say, girl, how did you do that? How did you do all that? It trips me out. This lady was like, girl, I don't even know how you do all that. I said, girl, I don't either. You figure it out, tell me. But we're not appreciated like they should be appreciated, you know? I mean, I know, you know, they do that little tire phrase, give people their flowers while they live. I don't even like flowers, okay? I don't. You know, I would just like for somebody to say, you know what, thank you. You know what? You know what? Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you? Anyway, okay, Jim, I digress.
No digress. You know, you can't digress on this show because
you really can't.
So set agenda.
Oh, God. You cannot digress. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, y'all, when we were coming up and going to school, People thought my mama was a genius. Well, she is. Let me tell you, and it sounds simple what I'm about to say. Sister Cook used to turn that paper upside down in that bracket folder. When I would go to school and the people saw my paper upside down in that folder and saw how I could just take that first page off, their mind was blown. The teachers, they just could not understand whose mind said turn this paper upside. In my head, it was common sense because I guess that was because my mother. But for them, it blew their mind. Who is your mother? Is she coming in? All kinds of stuff. I was like, for turning some paper upside down. But the thing was, Sister Cook was doing some stuff. And I didn't realize it until I became a parent, right? And I was married to a bozo. But at the time, the different things that I was doing to make sure that the household would take care of this, and he was like, who are you? It's like, dude, I was raised in the house with Sister Cook. Do you understand what that means? But he was doing some stuff, but I was like, okay. For example, okay, I'm gonna just spill the beans. It was cold, freezing, right? Yes, it was freezing, right? Okay, we didn't have heat. You understand what I'm saying? No heat. Uh-huh. Look, and I'm a person, I love the cold, but let's get real. When your skin cold and your bone marrow is starting to freeze and you, look, so I go get the hair dry, right? I tell my husband, go and get under the cover. This only works to get under the cover. Baby, hold that cover down and put that blow dryer under there and let that blow dryer go. Women are the most creative men. I don't want men to think I'm not telling my child right now. I'm not saying this is not taken away from y'all and it's not adding to y'all. This has nothing to do with you. This is really about how did that woman make this work? You get what I'm saying? Have you ever stopped yourself and say, how did they make this work? Oh my God. I got a bunch of stuff going through my mind right now. You know, I'm not saying that my childhood was completely pleasant, because I do have some background stories on that, but the way my case is set up, I cannot. Anyway, so. But I mean, just the creativity of women, it just blows my mind. Come on now. The way black women do hair, the way black women keep that household structured, even when they're under pressure or they're dealing with a negative situation or, you know, things come up. And men don't understand, women have to act quick. I don't have time to cry about it. I got to go ahead and fix that. You know what I'm saying? I got to go ahead and come up with a solution. I don't have time to sit back, be sad and broken behind stuff. I got to get up and I got to make this happen. I got to make this work.
Yeah.
You
ain't got to tell me.
My God. It's an amazing thing, Dan. I'm telling you, I was sitting down, I said, and I was pressured about a situation. You know, I'm not going to go all the details. But I was pressured about a situation, you know. And I'm one of those type of people, I kind of do it myself. Forget about it. Do it myself. I'm not going to beg. I'm going to ask one time so you can't say I didn't ask you, you know. Then I'm going to do it myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, you know, I need more money. You know what I'm saying? I got to fund all of these things that I'm doing right. So I applied for a job. It seems simple to some people. They really do. But I am an entrepreneur, okay? I don't do jobs and all these kind of different things. Okay?
Right.
But I said to myself, I said, Janice, yes, you can. Don't get me wrong. I have worked jobs. I'm not talking about penny any jobs here and there. I've done that. I'm talking about I'm going to get a job with benefits. I'm going to apply for a job that has excellent benefits, 401k. I had to look it up because I really wasn't interested in what it was. I heard a bunch of people with good jobs talk about it. So I'm in an interview with the lady, right? I mean, you know, listen. I'm in an interview with the lady. She looks at me. She gets joy, right? Because my hair is blonde at the time. It's still blonde under my wig. But anyway. And I was just talking. She was laughing. I knew I had the job. I knew I had the job. You know what I'm saying? She gets to talking. She gets to talking about 401k. She's like, you got 401k? We're going to give you benefits for free. I'm looking at, because I'm on a video. I'm on a video with her. I'm looking at her like, excuse me? You understand? From Medicaid. Hey, I'm trying to tell, hey. From Medicaid to Blue Cross Blue Shield. I'm stuck. I'm done. I don't even know about half of the stuff she said that I get now. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at the fact that anything we put our minds to as women, we can do it. We can do it. I took the tire off a car, put it back on, you know. Changed the oil before. Feed dogs, stand up dogs, walk dogs. I'm just saying, we whatever it is, I make clothes, man. Listen, 1 year. Let me tell you what happened. I'm long-winded, and I can talk. 1 year, I was sitting in the living room, and I said to myself, I want to make clothes, right? So anytime I go to do something, I think about my family tree. I say, okay, did anybody in my family make clothes? Thought about it. It was on both sides of the family. I can do it, right? Went and bought a sewing machine. Went and bought a sewing machine, made a pair of pants, made a duster, you know, the long jacket with no sleeves. I was floored when I was finished. I didn't have a pattern. You understand what I'm saying? I did not have a pattern. I didn't. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. But it happened. I think it scared me. I think it did. And for real, I think it did. And I think that it's in all of us as women. I think it's in all of us that once you begin to understand that you can really do anything you put your mind to, especially if you focus in on it, you can do it. You can do it. For real. Now, I think one of the things we talk about the most on this show is depending on you and understanding that you can do it and there is no excuse. Do it. Do it. And if it's something, and if it's some part of it that you can't do, it's somebody that can do it. It's somebody that can do it and be willing to pay them to do it because it's going to pay off later. Okay.
All right.
I got excited.
You did. Well, that's something to get excited about, though.
I'm looking for my... Oh, there it is. Okay. So we're going to play an ad, right, fam?
Yeah, 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 yes, we are.
So is everybody ready? I'm trying to hold down my excitement. Sam is not giving me anything on the show tonight. I need her to be like, rah, rah, shish, boom, bah. I need... Okay,
oh,
so,
I am, but I am. I told you when we started off, you are the poo. I don't know how much more excited you need me to get.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you need excitement, I'm going to have to bring my daughters in because they can give you some excitement.
Yes, they can. Oh, my God. I love my nieces. Oh,
and
I can't look.
But then.
Look, my nephew. Look, me, my nephew, my nieces cannot be somewhere together. I'm telling you right now.
Don't forget Peanut and Moni.
Oh my God, we're getting kicked out. I'm telling you right now, we are all getting kicked out. Especially if I sit next to Justin. Listen, if I sit next to Justin and Cable is across from me, and then Maury is on the side of me, and then Jay. Oh my God, this combination. We need a round table. Forget it. Just a round table. Oh my God. You know what kind of podcast that would be? Okay.
Yeah, no, but I do have a good idea of how it could be.
Oh my God. Oh my Lord. I can't. I'm so excited. You haven't been so excited, you just
Yeah.
I want you all to get ready, okay? This ad is going to fill you in on a couple of things you need to know, okay? I'm not going to threaten anybody. The last time this happened, I threatened people and told them it's better, but I'm not going to do that.
No, we ain't going to do no better stuff. Yeah, we ain't going to do none of that. But I promise you do not want to miss out. You don't. You really don't want to miss out.
All right, y'all. We'll be right back on 5926 Central.
Can you hear me? If you can hear me, it's like love.
Oh, my God. That ain't it.
No, that ain't it.
That was Napoleon, though, wasn't it?
That was Napoleon.
That was Marcel Casanova. Yeah, but I hit the wrong clip. Oh, we gotta excited. Okay, that's what it is. I'm too excited. Let me say this. We had a good time back in April. Doing what we do, you know, with a serious, I don't know what to say about it.
Well, we had an awesome time doing what we love, performing and listening to music.
That's it. We're gonna try this again, y'all. I promise. If this is not it, then we're gonna have to go back to the drawing board. But this, I promise. I hope this is it.
You've been waiting for an event just like this. The wait is over. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas, it's the Southern Love Experience. Featuring Marcel Casanova, Mr. So Iconic, Billy Cook, and the Right Touch Band. And Texarkana's own, the incredible Donnie Ray. With special guests to Essence of Soul and the social media phenom, Najee. Get your tickets now, prepay at Cash App Shazam 382. For more information, call 832-308-0364. Don't miss the Southern Love Experience. The Southern Love Experience. Saturday, August 21st at Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Hope, Arkansas, it's coming your way. The Southern Love Experience with Marcel Casanova, Billy Cook, and Donnie Ray. This is a Cooks for Show production.
There it is. Okay.
There it is.
There it is.
In a nutshell, that's it.
That's it, y'all.
You guys do not want to miss this production. You do not want to miss it.
I'm telling you.
I got excited listening to the commercial.
Exactly. Now, what just happened for those of you that don't understand? When we say the Southern love experience, so I'm going to tell you the truth. The first one I went to, I knew it was going to be good, y'all. But when I say we had a good time, we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the people that attended had a wonderful, wonderful time. We had food. They had drinks at the bar. You know, oh my God.
We had raffles and the performances were like excellent.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really good time.
Yes, and y'all don't want to miss it. As the shows go on, we're going to be playing music from the artists that are going to be featured in the show. So we want to make sure that you get your mind right. Okay, and no threats. We want Pretty Please with Sugar on the top. Because you're going to be mad that you missed it. So this is what you do. Now, about the tickets. I always like to make the ticket thing plain. So talk to us. Tell us what's going on with the tickets. How do they, you know, go ahead and get their stuff together?
My bad. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
How did they get tickets?
sound like Roy was in. Sound like he was in there tearing something up. I had to go check on it. Okay, I'm back. So what were you saying, hon? I missed it.
How to get tickets?
Okay, if you want to get tickets, you can cash at me. The tickets are $30. You can cash at me at Shazam382, or you can contact me by phone if you need any information. And that phone number, okay, and that phone number is going to be, well, shucks. Give me a second, Janice. Let me find this.
Okay, so information. I tell you what we do. We're going to take a break. You're listening to 5926 Century with none other than Shazam. Oh, and Queen.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? That's the love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't
Cash App me at Shazam382, or if you need any information, you can call 832-308-0364. And again, that number is 832-308-0364. And I can answer any questions that you may have pertaining to this event. Now, we're also going to have an after party. And next week, I'll have all that information for you available that you can actually look at on social media. You can check it out at Cook for Show, on the Cook for Show page. And you can also check it out on Sam Witherspoon's page and anyone associated with either of those pages. You can pretty much find it on the any of us cooks pages, pretty much. Now, the after party is going to start. The doors are going to open at 10, but it'll probably start around 10:30, 11. And the artists will also be in attendance. So it will be a night to remember. It'll be a really, really good time. The tickets for the concert are $30, and the tickets for the after party are $15. Now, if you bring your ticket stub from the concert, then that admission fee will be $10. So we really hope you come to the concert. We think you're going to have an awesome time. Everything's coming together, like, so well. And we're getting it ready for you. I promise you, you will not regret coming out. And that night is August 21st. And the doors open at 4. And we should get everything up and going by 5 p.m. So hope to see you there, August 21st, Hope, Arkansas.
All right, y'all heard it. Now, the awesome thing about this show is that you can get the link to the show and you can share this show over and over again. The information, you can get to it over and over again. You know, if you forget something, you can click on this show over and over again. We have a page on Facebook, 5926. If you're not following that page, I need you to. Okay? Not going to threaten you. I'm just saying, if you want to keep up with what's going on, you need to go to the Cook for Show page, right? The Cook for Show is a profile page. Go there. Check it out, you know, do a friend request, okay? Mm-hmm. Then go over to 5926 Central, which is the page, and it's listed in podcast. And you can go there and, you know, get more information on the show. Like, for example, I'm about to drop this link to this show on the page, okay? Why? Because I said I would. Okay. All of it. Now, okay, so we're going to be dropping that link. I want to ask some would you rather questions.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Would you rather? Okay, here we go. I have to do my would you rather voice. Now it's time for an exciting game of Would You Rather. I should practice that. Okay, so these questions, Would You Rather questions, I usually find a good crop of questions. I didn't look up that this time, but they're good. They're easy to answer questions, I think. Okay, so again, it's time for an exciting game of Would You Rather. I just wanted to do it. I don't know why I'm still clapping, though. Okay, thank you. First question. Would you rather never play or play but always lose? Would you rather?
Never play. Nah. I accept the fact that, you know, there's always somebody better at whatever it is that you do. So you always have the potential of losing. Mm-hmm. You're going to win some, but you know you're going to lose some. But if I know I'm going to lose all of them from jump, yeah, I think I'd just back out. I don't want to play.
Well, that's hard.
It's bad everybody that I don't play.
I'm not playing, so told you it's going to be fairly easy. Next question. Would you rather never have to work again or, just a minute, let me make this bigger because I'm getting old, or never have to sleep again? Oh, my God.
Okay, wait a minute. What?
Would you rather never have to work again or never have to sleep again?
What kind of this is this?
Listen. To me, that's easy. That's easy. I'll never work again.
Yeah. I'm sure I can find something that wouldn't be under the label of work. But I can't see you just staying up forever. I can't see staying awake.
You're right, because you're going to get tired. Oh, my God, I'd be crying because I want to go to sleep. Oh, my God. Listen, I know I need to pick, because listen, I cry in the morning. If I don't get enough sleep. I'm not a morning person. And and my husband's voice is super, sonic, right? Super. So he don't come in the room and say, baby, it's time to wake up. Baby! Wait, wait. Wait. No, not like that. Nothing, honey. I'm just saying. No, I'm all right, honey. Yeah. Never mind, honey. Watch TV. I'm on my show, honey. See? All right, next question. Would you rather have a child who is smart or a child who is kind? Oh, I know the answer to this one for me.
That's gonna be kind.
That's gonna
be kind. Because I'm a huge believer in karma.
Oh, yeah.
And you can be smart and mean and hateful, but when it comes back around to you, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Oh, okay.
The mean and hatefulness part. And then you got to specify. Do you mean street smart? Do you mean book smart? Do you mean, you know?
Well, and this is where I'm calling it a dilemma. Because... that dummy word, you know, that being called stupid and you want to react, but you have the curse of being kind. It's not a curse, but it could be a curse at times, you know. And I don't know. I mean, something tells me I should say kind, but the first thing, to be honest, the first thing that came to my head was I would rather than be smart. I don't know.
Well, I mean, well, that's why I say book smart is street smart. You know.
Yeah. I was like,
you're some level of intelligence to survive.
Hey.
Some people, you're too nice and people just run over you.
Run over it. See, it's like it ain't no. But that's why I hate. Well, I kind of love this question, but what did you do? Then you can't.
Well,
I'm
just glad for the most part, mine are both.
Exactly. All right, y'all. Another would you rather? Would you rather have fame and fortune or love and wisdom? Oh, I already know this.
Fame and fortune or love and wisdom?
Yeah.
It would be love and wisdom. Because if you have wisdom, that means you're smart and you can make your own way. So,
that's right.
Fame really does appeal to me anyway. More of a private type person anyway. And fortune, well... it depends on what your definition of fortune is. But you know, I'd rather take it because wisdom goes a long way.
I am with you on that one. I am with you all the way on that one, you know. Because first of all, if you've never experienced fame and fortune, it's not something you miss. I don't think, you know. But at the same time, if you have fame and fortune and you decide, you have to decide between the two, I'm not sure a person with fame and fortune would choose love and wisdom.
Mm.
Because you've already experienced people asking you for your money, you think you're in love, your heart has been broken, you're so like you're tainted. It's like you're like your brain and your mind when it's you. Yeah. Anyway, love and wisdom for me. Would you rather have a tarantula or a lobster as a bedmate? First of all,
Where you come up with this stuff?
Who came up with this ridiculous question? I promise, the first time I just read it. First of all, let me tell y'all about tarantula. Hold on. Let me get my stuff together.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen. Oh, my God. I'm looking around me right now, and I know ain't no tarantula here, but listen. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Listen. I was... Oh, my God. I guess a lobster. Because, and not... When I was a kid, I don't even know if I remember it right. I was in a tub with a tarantula. Oh, my God. And let me tell y'all something about the country, okay? You got crickets outside, if you understand me. Scorpions, understand me, and tarantulas, okay? So, I'm in the tub. You can laugh, people, if you want to, bucking naked with a tarantula. Listen, I'm talking about everybody thinks, look, everybody thinks this is hilarious. It's not hilarious. This is a tarantula, and this wasn't no baby tarantula. This was a, look, and I was a kid, so it might have been, but I don't know. All I know is when I looked at it, you understand me? It was huge. Huge. Now, I always had, listen, y'all, can I just be honest? I just want to be honest. I had, in my childhood, I'm trying not to cry my whole back of tears. I have had some experiences with bugs. And some reason. Oh, gosh.
I think you kind of stood in the ant.
I stood. Listen, y'all. Don't ask me why I'm in an ant pile in a yard that I'm in all the time and has an old ant pile there. I don't remember. All I know is when this gives new meaning to ants in the pants, all I'm saying. Oh, I think that's enough of Would You Rather.
I don't think you were ready for that one.
I wasn't, and I don't appreciate the dialogue that this Would You Rather game is trying to throw at us and bring horror to our lives. I'm agoraphobe, y'all. Do y'all know what agoraphobe is? Agoraphobe is a person that can't stand a lot of holes and stuff. I can't stand crumble up towels that dry like that on the sink. I can't stand now that I go back to this ant thing, now I know why I have that problem. Oh, look there. Self-counseling. Oh, my God. That's what it was. Anyway, so I don't like stuff like that. All those multiples of stuff sitting there close together. Oh, I have an issue. I have a problem. Period. Point blank. There you go. All right, then. I'm scarred. I can't think of nothing else to say. I have to call someone after I get off this show. So go ahead and close us out for the night, because we got five minutes left. Close us out. I'm done.
Do you have anything else from Marcel Casanova? Or with the So Iconic, you can take us out with.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
Let's see. Do you have Quit My Job by any chance?
Nope. Format.
So I'm going to close with this. Okay, y'all. Summer of 2021, Southern Love Experience. Featuring Phil Casanova, Billy Cook, Mr. AKA Mr. So Iconic, and they are accompanied by the Right Touch Band. The Essence of Soul will also be there with a special guest, Donnie Ray, and Nate. August 21st, 2021, Fair Park Coliseum in Hope, Arkansas. Show start p.m. Actually, the doors open at 4, and the show starts about 5. Tickets are $30, and if you would like to pre-purchase tickets, you can Cash App me with your name in the Cash App and how many tickets you need at Shazam382. And for any information that you need, you can contact me at 832-308-0364. And on that note, I think we're going to let y'all go ahead and go for the evening. It was so good talking to you guys today, and I'm glad you were able to tune in. And Janice?
All right, y'all. What we you love got? You. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it, and we just want you to know that we country. 5926.
Thank you. Mean old man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, light trail ride. Two door on that cowhide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day.
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points gold. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, Kangos.
I'm country. You see the country talk. Yeah. You see the country walk. Yeah. You see the country homie. Yeah. It's cause I'm country homie. Yeah. I'm country.
Country, yeah, we own that. Atlanta back to Houston, got them living